technology changes a lot in the last 20 years, actually in the last 10 years. It changes a lot. It's, you know, double up in power and shrink it in size in the vehicles. We start to see the same tendency of the engines start to getting more smaller, more efficient. You know, direct injection is normal, the norm now. We used to see that thing like 8 years ago, like something weird on gas engines, diesel engines. They've been using direct injection for decades. And even diesel is being evolving at really, really scary speed. Because, you know, environmental stuff and all that. But I still do carbureted engines. Actually, last year I sold a 74 Camaro that I have to fix in the house, and I have to put a new set of points. And those points, they were fixed. They act like a little weird mechanism. You have to adjust from outside. Oh boy, it takes me like an hour to remember exactly how to do that. But I take the tape back, and I remember how my grandfather does. This is the one who teach me. And yeah, I make a run again, and I enjoy it a little bit. And my kids, they still don't understand why I like old cars. But anyways, back to you, Larry. KK4JBQ, this is KB4NC.
KQ. Well, Gabriel, I'd I do like driving a modern car. I do like everything about it. But if I'm supposed to do anything but change the tire or maybe work on brakes, I think I can handle brakes. Either shoes or discs, I can handle brakes. But engine, carburation or injection or even air conditioning, you know, that's a big thing all by itself. It's beyond my abilities, and I know from personal experience that I shouldn't mess with things that I don't understand, if it's a mechanical thing now, because mechanical things will work just one way, you know. I mean, they'll work like they're supposed to, just one way. And if I don't know what that is or don't have the equipment to determine what state it's in, then I should stay away from it. I should just stay away and turn it over to somebody like yourself who has made it their job to understand these things. And that's how it's put together. We depend on one another, and the skills that you have are the difference in the skills that I have. Where we have something in common like amateur radio, and we can talk about something we both understand, then that's, you know, we don't exchange money for the things we do. And that's a very good place to be. I like it. I like the fact that people do they do things for other people without expectations and without competition. Because if you're not, let's say you're a good mechanic and another good mechanic is charging more, then somebody has to make a decision between the two. I'm holding your ability constant. You both have the same, you both do good work. So one of you is charging more, and there should be a reason for that. But that's not the way the world is made. They're charging more, and they get that because maybe they have a better location, or maybe they have more friends, you know, and they only work for their friends, you know, that kind of thing. So that's not fair. It's just not fair. The better person should get more for his time, I should think. But that's not the way it works. When you're you're not exchanging money when it's just a friendship. Well, that's a better thing. That's just better all around, and I feel good in that place. We all have to live in both places, I guess, don't we? KK4JBQ.
I'm about it. Man, you cannot scare it, man. We got a truck. Actually, what? This year. It's been a customer for quite a few years now. We got a pretty good relationship. He bring me his truck. It's a Ford diesel. They got a problem with the transmission. Actually, the engine came knocking. Well, not knocking. It's got a growling noise inside, which I never heard before. But I tell them we need an engine. So I go under to see if I can, you know, detect where the noise is coming. And I see the engine, it was shaking, but the transmission was completely still. And I was like, hey, wait a minute, there's something wrong in here. So I bring my flashlight, because they stopped by, they called me around 4 o'clock in the morning. So I park here in front of the house around 5 o'clock. This guy, he does pine straw. So he do pine straw bales and you know, he deliver and sell and install and all that. So I go under, and man, you can see the crack of my transmission. It was holding just on the transmission mount. The housing was split in two. And I was like, buddy, you're going nowhere. He said, well, I came all the way from Colombia like this. And I was like, yeah, but you ain't going nowhere. Short story, we put transmission. Then the end, the noise in the engine get louder, and I just said, you need the engine. I told you. He understand. He bought a used, and he punished that little truck for 4 years, nonstop, man, without complaint, working like a clock. So we put the engine, and in the end, I just said, man, if I charge you with a regular shop to charge you, I mean, this will be insanely expensive. So just give me this amount and let's call it a day. Because I know you're going to come in back again with another weird stuff. And because of the way he used it, and he has to, you know, load those things on the fields, and they take a lot of punishment. And they take a lot of use. But yeah, trust me, I mean, I pride myself to do the job right once. But friendship, it goes first. I mean, I don't know, man. I am like that. I mean, you can ask Gary about it. It's just the way it is. That's what my dad teach me about it. You got a happy customer, he's gonna come in back always. But you gotta bring happy. I mean, you got a hand every time you need it, because he knows he's got a hand every time he needs it. That's the way it's supposed to work. But it's people, they overcharge for just the place, or because maybe they think they got better tools or whatever. Everybody got their reasons, I guess, and I respect that.
KK4JPQ, if anyone's listening. Do you think you're going to be a couple more weeks in recovery? And you have things in the works that can wait a couple of weeks, or have you had to refuse much work because you're not well?
I have to put in standby like 8 jobs, from which 4 they're still sitting here. Actually, the same guy with that truck, he's got a problem with a deer coming from Orangeburg. the front of the truck, so I got that one parked here waiting for time. I got a, maybe you like this one. I got a 928 Porsche sitting here too. They bring the car from Atlanta. I have to do the timing belt and rebuild the timing tensioner because they don't sell that thing. You have to rebuild it. I have to do a heavy maintenance on that to make it run again. And I got quite a few more jobs. Actually, I got some ham equipment I need to fix too. But the thing is that they take like a ball I got inside of my face, whether it was a cyst or a tumor. It wasn't nothing like that, but it was pretty big. It grows a lot, so they have to take it out. And to be honest, it didn't hurt that much. But now with this healing, that's where the problems start, because I cannot move my neck the way I used to. So, you know, when you have to tighten something or you have to pull something, you put strain in all your muscles. And it's something I still cannot do, so that's why.
Understand the picture, yes. If you're still healing from surgery, then the tissues, they swell and things don't work like they always have. And you have pain in places that you didn't know you had those places. Yes, I understand that now. So, I know it's boring to sit around and wait for your body to heal. I know that has to be boring. But it just has to be. Time is the only thing that that it takes, but it takes a good lot of it. Do you have anyone working for you or somebody that you could apprentice? You know, they'll do some work just to get some of your knowledge, you know, that could help you out doing little things. I guess that's the first thing I'd reach for, is to ask somebody for help who might benefit from being there to help you, you know.
Not Alex, my son is taking the heavy toll, and he's doing pretty good. You know, the last couple weeks we have to do a couple jobs, and I tell him I feel me like useless. We have to do a time. Well, I was building an engine just right before I get the surgery. After that, we have to do a diving belt in the clutch in an old Honda Civic. Well, you have to do all the big bits. I just aligned the clutch and tied it for him. And I just put the timing belt just for him, and he finished the rest. So he is doing pretty good, believe it or not. He's learning very quick. He's faster than I used to be. But yeah, still need daddy next to him, you know, teach him. And I don't, I like it. I like to teach him. But like I tell him, it's difficult for me show you how to do it. When I can tell you how to do it, then you have to figure it out yourself, because your body and mind, it works in different ways. I know how to do the things in ways most people don't do it, because that's the way I learn. And you have to do it by the book, the way it is. I teach you how to do it, but you have to do it, you know, the safer way, the easy way. But he's doing pretty good, Larry. And actually, he's gonna finish high school on December. So he's been dealing with everything, but he's very happy with it. He's taking things in a good way, so I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy, but yeah, I mean, the delicate stuff, I have to do it, and he knows. I mean, he doesn't, no, 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 I don't do that. Just put the timing belt, tell me what to do, and I do the rest. And he did it, and he did it pretty good. So, yeah, that's a good help, I tell you that.
Oh, yes, sir. That is the best reason to have children. Oh, I laugh because there are a lot of good reasons for having children. But one of the best, and my grandfather was a farmer. He farmed the land back in Southwest Virginia. And he had 12 children. Now, this is just two generations away. He had 12. Seven of them were boys. And, yeah, so that made five girls. And he taught all the boys to, you know, plant tobacco and corn and whatnot. That's what they grew the most of. And so my dad would tell me about the kind of work that hoeing corn and cutting tobacco was. And then I got older, and I understood why my grandmother delivered 12 children. They needed farmhands, and you couldn't hire them, but you could make them. Yeah, no, that's funny, but it's one of the truths. If you don't have to pay your kids, you know, a living wage, they eat at your table, so they do the work the family does. Well, I know that's not the situation that you're in, but you can be so proud that he's following in your steps and he's learning from you. Even if he doesn't become a lifelong mechanic, he's learning so many other things just being around you. And one day, he won't be there. He'll be off on his own, and you will have something to treasure, and he will too. I can tell you that. I treasure everything I remember about what my dad taught me, which was several things, but mostly it was how to get along in the world. That's the biggest thing you can give your children, how to get along in the world. How to get along with other people, that's a big thing. But how to take care of themselves, too. And if they get married, how to take care of one another. And I know that that's what's going on in the household. That's the example that you show in your own family. You show them what it's like to have a family and how everybody should get along. Well, I'm about to, I was kind of waiting for Chad to jump back in here, but maybe he got sidetracked. I'm going to have to make this shorter because I'm talking on an HT. I don't have another radio. Just working with the HT now, and so my battery's dying, and I'm down to one bar. And so it's been a real pleasure to talk with you tonight, Gabriel. I'm glad you jumped in And it's been my pleasure. You heal up real good and be quick about it, okay? Okay, K4JPQ.
Hey, Gabriel. Never met you, heard a lot about you. But you guys it's been a while since Larry's talked with you, obviously, so I didn't want to interrupt your conversation. I've just been sitting here monitoring, That's okay, Larry. I'll pick back up with you tomorrow night, and we'll go from there. But I didn't want to mess y'all's conversation up, so I just stayed silent. So with that, 73s, Gabriel, be safe. Hope you recover well. And Larry, I'll say 73s to you, sir. Have a wonderful evening, both of you. KL4 and UE, I'm clear.
Okay, there, Chad. I am showing my tired, I suppose. But between you and Gabriel, you talked both my batteries out. So think about that. And I'll talk with you tomorrow night. Gabriel again. Great to talk with you. You take good care. KK4 JBQ, I am clear.
Sure thing. I enjoy it as usual. I was talking, Gary, and myself the other day about you and Rod, that we still miss that guy. I still miss him. He's been missing. And hope we can talk one of these days on Hamlet or something. But anyways, Larry, I catch you on the next ride. This is KB4NC.